right, so a lot coming up this morning. First of all, there's a website, or not a website, but an app called Grindr.
Right.
And because I've never been on Tinder, I've always thought it's like a Tinder thing. And, you know, with the swiping and all this other stuff. And I've heard about Tinder being like a hookup
site.
Yeah. But, like, when I mentioned it, because if you don't know and you're just going off of what you've heard and you've never done it or whatever, you kind of sound stupid when you use it because you don't know. You're just kind of like, so I said something to one of our friends. I was like, oh, you up there swiping all on your little, he's like, I'm going on Grindr now. And I was like, well, you kind of swiping back and forth like the Tinder and stuff, like not knowing what the hell I'm talking about.
Right, right.
And he was like, oh, this is much better than Tinder. And I was like, why? So he started explaining the difference. First of all, Grindr is for just the LGBT plus Q.
Yes.
Everybody.
The community.
Right. The community. Okay. So the Tinder's a hookup thing, but it ain't like Grindr.
It's nothing like Grindr.
He was explaining all kinds of stuff. Like, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he was like, this is what the site is. So he turned it on. And I said, so wait, so when do you talk back and forth to people? He's like, well, it's anytime you want. And so I'm like, what do you mean? And he said, look at the site. And he's like, everybody with the dots are looking.
Yep.
And I said, looking for like a date. And he was like, no, like looking now.
Looking for love.
And I was like, wait, what do you mean like now? He's like you pick one and then y'all start talking about who could host and then you go.
That's crazy.
And I was like,
that's
what?
Quick.
Like, so y'all just doing it in the middle of the day? And he was like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, you want me to do it now?
And so I asked him, I was like, so basically, if you just dipped out of here right now, he's like, yeah, there's 26 people. He said, well, I just went on the site, the app.
Right.
And we've been on here for like 30 seconds, and there's 26 people that are checking my profile.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like the first question that they ask. And it's so quick to just hook up, I guess.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
But I was like, yo, I'm like, so what? So I don't understand. Like, so if you could just dip, like, I was like, you could just basically, like, you know, go to lunch and you could just fall through somewhere. He was like, yeah, that's basically how it's set up. And of course, I'm sitting there like, yo, I didn't know. And so I'm like, there's a lot of people out here who have, you know, gay family members, LGBTQ plus friends, you know, pride celebrants, everybody, but don't know the inner workings of this. I'm like, this is an exclusive.
So it's not a dating app. This is just a hookup, like immediacy type thing.
I had it all wrong. It's not a dating thing.
Okay.
This thing is the plug.
Okay. Ooh,
like,
okay.
For real, it's the plug. It's like, yo, I got an itch. Where the scratch is at?
Wow.
And you go get it scratched, like, immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, you log on and bloop, 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 lights just going like a disco.
It was with the quickness you can find somebody.
So I figured if I ain't know, some of y'all might. Now, some of you might know. Some of y'all might be down. Like, you know, like, y'all been in the game a while longer or access to it. But for some of y'all who don't, I think this is going to be eye-opening.
And we can just ask whatever we want
to get into.
Because I got questions. Davi, you got questions?
Davi, I talked to Davi yesterday. I was like, Davi, do you feel this is us taking advantage of the LGBTQ plus community to have this Q&A? And he was like, hell no, I got questions.
Yeah.
That's the first thing he said. It's an educational Friday.
It sure is.
All right, we have our guest in the building. I have not been saying your name because I'm like, yo, this is it. Because he's an information source. Like, you know, it's almost like the newspapers where you're like, hey, this is our source. Trusted source. You can't really tell. But then again, with all this, the way the talk is, I think he might want it out there because this is like a commercial. Is this a commercial? Are you in here trying to find
not
love?
Not no.
More love.
Yeah, you in here trying to find partner. You said you just went on the Grindr site to show Meredith what it was.
Yeah.
And you said just now how many people were like checking out your page.
Yeah, because there's a little feature that tells you exactly how many people have been kind of looking at you.
And how many people was it?
It was like 20.
Yeah, 20.
20 people.
Just while he was in here.
Right.
Right.
And these 20 people, I mean, okay, first of all, we got to start from the beginning.
No. We got to start from before that because you got to say exactly why this came up.
This, all right, well, the conversation about it came up because I had, okay, well, this is a lie. I don't know if this should be part of it, but I had an upset stomach. And so, you know, I was at work. And so my practice is that I go down to, you know, the Marriott or something down the street and I get a room.
Right.
So I can then, you know, use their facilities and then I come back to work.
Right.
You know,
you need your privacy.
Yeah. Cause I don't, you know, our bathroom is just, it sucks. It's like right there in the lobby. Somebody comes in and get a prize and they're like, hey, Orlando, is that you under there?
Yeah.
Like,
let me see your shoes.
I just never want to do that. So that would be the worst thing ever. So when I came back to work, I had the key on my desk and Tom asked me, he said, well, what you going to do with that room? And I said, well, it's only for a day. It's like it's over at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to keep the key. And if I got to go back, I'll go back. But other than that, whatever. And he's like, well, because I could have used it. I'm like, well, I mean, I'm like, you live like a mile away from where that hotel is. He's like, oh, no, I'm saying for something else. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like somebody is just, I'm like somebody's out there who's just willing in the middle of work day.
Right.
They like you just can pull them like that.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, do you not understand what Grindr is? And I'm like, no, tell me. So that's where.
You want to use your hotel room.
The conversation. And I was like, so you mean to tell me you could go on there and pull? Because I'm thinking like a guy. Ain't no dude off just rip, just off cold.
Right.
It's like, yo, I got a hotel room this afternoon. Let me see who can come through.
No girl.
Ain't no girl coming through like that.
Not unless you're paying.
Right. Unless it's a right. So he's like, yeah, I can go on. He went on and it was like in 20 seconds, it was like 26 people with dots. And you said the dots mean that they are looking.
Yeah, that they're online. They're looking to hook up.
So take us through this now, because when you say hook up, I asked you, I was like, do you do a lot of I'm like, is there a dating process? Like where you're like, hey, I like this, I like that. And you're like, nah, it's just direct.
Yeah, for the most part, it's pretty direct. I mean, it's pretty much the same typical like 10 questions. Like, what are you into? Are you safe? Like, I mean, just a couple just like basic questions.
But these are guys that get right to it.
Well, yeah.
There's no pretense of dating or.
You know what? A lot of people would be like, oh, I'm on here for friends. I'm on here for dating and things like that. But usually you end up in bed. Like,
so they're lying is what you're saying. It's the hookup app.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I've become friends with some of these people that I've hung out with before. Like,
So if you were looking to hang out with some dude and you went on that app, how long do you think it would take before you start making plans with somebody?
Yeah, on average.
30 minutes. If it's going to happen.
30 minutes?
Yeah, it's going to happen. 25,
wow.
30 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And then how long until you actually see each other?
25, 30 minutes.
Wait. Yeah. So it's feast or famine. You like, I'm hungry. I'm eating now.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part.
No waiting like, hey, 6 o'clock, I get off or whatever.
There's definitely that too. I mean, there's definitely, I got nothing going on after the gym tonight. Which you got, you know.
Their profiles on here, what he was just showing me, very interesting. It lays it out, their ethnicity. They show the photo. Most of them do. Some of them can hide their photo. How much they weigh.
Oh, wow.
If they're fit or not.
Oh, body's important.
Yeah.
But wait, okay. But I'm like, again, I'm thinking, not beggars can be choosers, but like if you're hungry, you pretty much are wanting.
Well, think about this a second. Okay, think about this. If you had 30 people lined up that wanted to have sex, okay? And you could
wait. Can we just rest on that line for a minute, though? Because I ain't never had 30 people that's lined up to have sex. That's why. That's what's the mind blowing part.
You're gonna find one or two people that are like into the same thing and want the same thing.
So
this is like the bunny ranch.
So when you show up at the door, this is the first meeting.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes depending on the situation, like if you're not real like. Yeah. I mean, I've met people down like in hotel bars.
Okay.
I've done that.
Meet like in a public place first and then.
No, not often.
Not really often.
Okay. It's a private thing. It's a private. Yeah. So have you, okay, because I'm asking for a reason.
Right.
If you show up and the person, because, you know, some people glow up on their pictures.
Oh, boy, bye. No, like.
Wait, what?
Has that happened before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, you show up and they don't look like their picture?
I'm like, nah.
Knocked on doors.
So you knock on doors?
I bet you have, Tom.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah.
And you just leave.
Yeah. If that picture, if I can tell that you ain't been in the gym in 6 months, but that picture makes you look like you've been in the gym, I'm like, no way.
How many people have you dipped out on? Like, you open the door,
you
see them.
Numbers?
I don't know. Just, like, a lot of people.
Have you left, like, hanging? Like, just,
you know what? Yeah, because people lie. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And you know, if you're gonna lie about your picture, you're gonna lie about some other things. Like, I'm like super safe about things, so like, I don't want
to
do it.
I see your phone is starting to blow up right now.
No, that's a regular.
Speaking of
wait. All right, so there's
that wasn't a Grindr hookup.
A regular that's listening.
Yeah,
is hearing you. So are they nervous, thinking you about to out them or something?
No, I won't do that.
Yeah.
Speaking of that. Is everybody who's on this app, or at least in your experience, are they out, or are there people that are still kind of on the down low?
Oh, no. There's married guys on there.
Really?
There's guys in relationships with girls. Guys are in relationship with guys. I mean,
you said that there's somebody who, like, not in the, because I don't know how to say this without, I don't want to be offensive. Like, the LGBTQ plus community is a community. You say that there's a guy who's like a regular, who's like a person who you know, who isn't really in that world.
Yeah.
How do you describe he's a married?
He's not married. He's straight.
How do you say that though?
Well, he says he's straight.
I mean, okay, all right.
It's a denial thing. I mean, that's honestly what it is.
He plays straight.
Yeah, I mean, you would. He's not clockable at all. You would never even like.
He's not what?
Clockable. Like, you would never.
Can't tell.
Yeah, okay. You would never think
your gaydar won't go off.
Listen, when he said clockable, I was like, what is that?
Like, you would never, like, he doesn't really hold any of the stereotypes that.
So if somebody had the stereotypes, they'd be clockable. Like you, like, I'm clocking you. I could tell. That you and the team.
Does that make it at all like more desirable or like kind of
sexy?
It's kind of fun, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. Because like a lot of times those guys are the freakiest guys. Like,
they're
the guys, the straight guys.
They're the guys that want to be treated like a
dog.
Like that's
really.
That's not what he was going to say. But he'll go with that.
I was helping.
I would think that would be more offensive. That you like you are over here, but you acting like you're not one of me, but you are.
Well,
like it would be offensive.
You definitely are. You're like at my place naked trying to get with me. You know what I'm saying?
And then
like,
going back home to their life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And no judgment at all. Like you just like, hey.
Hey, I got what I wanted.
And you like, have a good day.
Yeah, peace out.
Yeah, no relationship.
Till next time, yeah. Like.
this is mind blowing. Because it's like, yo, like this is. As a guy growing up, why I ain't never have options like this.
Okay, but wait.
There was droughts.
Let's just talk about this real quickly, okay? It's really not much different. Think about this, Davi. And I'm only hitting Davi on this because I know Davi.
Okay.
Okay? Think about the day that you were in the club and you would meet a girl right there at the club and you would smash immediately. Whether
right.
it was the bathroom, whether it was on the dance floor, maybe it was in DJ booth.
You would smash immediately. Why you ain't think that about me? Listen, again, I have some skills.
He's offended.
I know Davi.
Over here. He's like going to look past me and be like, hey.
And therefore, like, it's that quick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's really no different. You know what I mean?
But this is different, though, because there's a digital world out there that there are 30-some-odd guys that woke up. You said when you got up this morning.
I mean, there's, yeah.
Right, but you woke up this morning to people looking at your profile this morning.
Yeah, they woke up hungry.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, it's like vampires.
Does
like,
it
people
say,
out there just like.
On the category, does it say if you are top or bottom there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because that's important.
That's you know very what important like, what you're looking for.
You know, if you know there's an if you're looking for one and there's another, like you guys.
Well, two tops.
We are on with our secret source here, but that's not so secret because we said his name. His name is Tom. And he is explaining Grindr to us because this is fascinating, especially if you come from the Tinder world and Tinder is like supposed to be dating, but really it's supposed to be a kind of a hookup, but it's a low key hookup. Mm. This is more public than I had ever thought was even possible. I didn't even think he would come in here.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, why would you tell this? He's
I
like, cause
it.
It's the thing. Everybody on Grindr
He's
knows
informing
this.
Us.
I didn't know this. Like there's people out there now getting ready to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
With the whole top, I don't even, can I say that?
Yeah,
can
top,
you,
bottom.
You say that?
I think we allowed.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Is there any, like, if you're a top, you're always a top? There's no, like, moving around?
No.
Sometimes.
It's called versatile.
Oh.
That means it, like,
y'all got the best, like, little, little code word. Like, are you clockable? No, I'm versatile.
So whatever you bout, they bout.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every connection is
different. That sounds kind of whorish. Like, I mean, you just can't be doing anything. Like, no, I mean, come on. Can't we got some rules in this?
No, I mean, yeah. And that's just it. It's like you tell somebody exactly what you're interested in, what you're into before you even meet up. That way there's no surprises.
What's the busiest time for Grindr? For you to go on there and if you're really looking for options?
I mean, obviously at night, like weekends, because people aren't hooking up at clubs right now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a big time.
So like nighttime, like 8 p.m. or like
has
middle
COVID
of
slowed this down? Has COVID slowed
you know
this
what? That
down?
That just became a question, like that people would ask, are you COVID negative?
Yeah. So this is on. So,
yeah. I feel so good.
This is on the honor system then. Because I mean, like,
everything is. Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. I mean,
so gay people don't lie.
Only a few people have ever asked me for my the actual HIV results, like
paperwork.
But I have it. Like,
you have it.
You have it on your phone. You just grabbed your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just ready to go.
Really? You keep like an official.
Well, yeah. And then there's also that medication, that PrEP medication. A lot of people, I think, claim they're on, but they're not really. But like. A lot of people will be like, oh, I'm on PrEP. And you're like, oh, let me see the bottle. Let me see the prescription. Let me see you take
one. Let me see you take one.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
have a sensitive
PrEP?
Question.
What does that
PrEP?
Do? Yeah.
PrEP is like a medication that prevents HIV. HIV. Yeah.
So let's talk about condoms here for a second.
All right.
Because there's a there's a stigma, though, in the gay community that not a lot of condoms are used. And that's how, of course, STDs are passed around. Have you met a lot of people that aren't willing to use condoms?
Is that when you said safe? You said I'm safe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. No, there's a lot of people that would be like, yo, I don't know if I can. Can you say I'm raw?
Unprotected. Okay. Let's say that.
I was trying to use words that I hear like on Grindr.
We're going to dump that out right there just to make sure we stay legal. Coming in. We might be the last conversation we have in this. All right, so we'll say unprotected.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people that's only what they're looking for.
And they say it on their profile? Or will it be a person?
I would be afraid if somebody walked in and said, hey, so I like to just go run around in the rain with no raincoat. Like, then that means you might probably been doing that for weeks and
that's the issue.
Stuff.
Years. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you just, again, it's at your own comfort level. And I guess that's what makes it okay. Like, it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, you're not doing anything that you don't want to do.
Right. I don't want to get sick. Let's see. Wait, now somebody in 727 said, what are signs that a man is on the DL? They have questions. Like, what would make them clockable to,
clockable. I
worked it in
there. Look at that.
What would make them clockable as far as a DL person? You see them with their wife. You see them walking with their family. How would you be able to detect that?
You know, I don't. I mean,
their Grindr account.
Check their phone. I don't know. I mean, like, I would just kind of just. If you kind of feel it, it's probably true.
So is that the gaydar thing? So you feel it? Like if a gay person walks in and they trying to mask it, you can probably tell?
Yeah, I can usually tell.
Check them out.
Wow.
Yeah, like I feel like it for the most part.
It's like when guys are checking out girls. Like there's a feeling there, like somebody's looking at me.
Yeah.
Have you ever been caught up in drama with some guy who was like not out? Like some guy who's married or on the DL or something like that?
I haven't.
No,
I haven't. Just because I stay away from all the drama. I could see how it happens. Mm.
What about drama between two lovers and one stepped out?
Oh, yeah. I've been involved in that.
Tell us more about that, Tom.
I went and hung out with a couple of guys that was having a party. And
there's a lot of that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of partying. Yeah, a lot of partying.
Yeah. So I went and hung out with a couple of these guys and... one of them there was a connection, the other one there wasn't at all, and I was just very honest. I was just like, not with that, you know.
Like, well, so I mean, if two dudes are there, you're like, hey, you're cool, but yeah, you can go wait in the car. Like, really?
No, I mean, we weren't in a car; we were at their house.
No, I'm saying you're telling one dude, no, you can't. I'm not really into you, but I'm into you. Like, that is that forward?
At least I am. I mean, I'm the person that will leave.
You are pretty, you're pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I don't sugarcoat it.
We see how you are around the office.
Exactly.
You tell people about their business. Wait, now, there are questions that are coming in. First of all, the person in the 813 is like, how long has O been on Grindr? Not yet.
Maybe one day.
I don't have an account. I'm not on Grindr, but we're learning about it. Somebody in the 941 said, aren't you afraid of getting murdered? Because I guess because crazy people, you bump into crazy. Like a crazy person who's waiting for you to walk up to the door and they got like an axe behind the door. Like you, You got some mace or a pepper spray?
I let a friend know where I'm at usually.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Is there another app like that's kind of like the equivalent of this?
Oh, there's plenty of them.
Oh, really? Yeah, so this isn't the only one?
Yeah. I think Grindr's just kind of like the biggest one. Oh, but there's Jacked. Jacked is
Jacked.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
That's the muscles, huh? Yeah. That's people who work out?
No, actually, that's more of black and Latinos.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a jacked.
Of course,
account.
I got a jacked.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, down with the brown.
He has a type that he likes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, sure. I know his type. Is Sway Lee.
Like people, like if you don't want Asians or whatever it may be, there's a way that they don't see you or you don't talk to them.
Yeah. You can put your interest level like ethnicities and things like that.
Oh, okay.
So they'll try to. Okay.
Yeah, you can filter it down to the exact age, height, everything.
What's yours filtered for?
I'm pretty open as long as you're not white.
You're racist.
No. That's what? Terrible to say. I mean, like,
these are his interests.
That's what you're
like,
into.
Well, I mean, first of all, he's into Sway Lee. Sway Lee, he's asked me to book Sway Lee at Wild Splash for the last 12 years. And I'm like, bro, like, and then he breaks it down to me. He's like, yo, you see how Sway Lee is always with this dude that got this crop shop shirt on? I think he'd be down. And I'm like, what?
And all the photos he takes of himself.
Anyway, somebody says we found our friend's husband's secret account. We haven't told her yet.
Oh, see, I would not even try to get involved in that.
Plus,
she probably knows.
Like, you mentioned that there was like certain people you know who have a life. Has the life ever reached out? Have they ever found out about you and like called you and be like, did my boyfriend come? Like, have you ever been in that situation?
I've had boyfriends hit me up, but I've never had a wife hit me up. I've never had a wife call me.
A boyfriend hit you and was like, yo, do you know him?
And, yeah. Are you sleeping with my man?
And you
tell him yeah?
Well, yeah. Again, I'm not lying. Like, I have no reason to lie. You know what I mean? Like, I'm single. I can do whatever I want to do.
So
you know?
They betrayed you. That's what you're like telling them. I'm they like, betrayed you. That's between you guys. Yeah. That's you. Yeah. Okay.
And then I blocked the account.
We have a stronger connection that's
is
happened.
Is Grindr only for LGBT? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's known as
I've never seen a female on there looking for a dude.
Mm. Oh, so they must have their own. So there's no, so it's all dudes.
Yeah.
There's no females. Okay.
Yeah. Right, people are asking what Tom looks like, and Tom is hot. He has abs, and he goes to the gym every single day, just to let you know.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Pack it away.
I'm hoping Tom look for love.
Calm down. All right. Well, are you looking for love? I mean, you got 20, 30 people that's checking you out now. What's the number at right now?
That's because I'm single.
What's the number on Grindr? If you log on right now, people who are on Grindr will be able to tell who you are because you popped on.
Is it only by distance?
Yeah, it's only by distance. Okay. Kind of where we're at. I've had like 116 people look at me.
116 people?
And it is 8:45.
And it's 8:40. Y'all ain't got jobs? Like, go do something with your life before you get up trying to poke things.
Yeah.
He hit me back.
Oh, so he's listening right now, probably. Do you know what's interesting? Yeah. How fast are guys sending you nude photos? Like, the conversation is like, hey, what are you up to? And then what?
Probably fifth or sixth message is you're like.
Like that day?
Yeah, that conversation.
Do you know how long it take a man to get a naked picture from a non-gay lady? Like, you know, like you trying to get a nude, you might get it in a month something. Like, you talking about that day you just get to see and shop the groceries.
It's within seconds. Wow.
Yeah.
I have a gay friend who uses it, and I always talks about that. He's wrong. Females are on there. They said females are on Grindr.
Oh, they ain't on my filter then.
Not interested.
All right. So now I appreciate this. We got people who are getting questions answered up in here. This is crazy. They said, okay, the first photo. All right. What's the first photo? So you put a profile picture on there?
Yeah. I have two profile pictures. I have a shirtless picture. And then just a regular picture.
Will you click on somebody that doesn't have a photo on there? And if they don't have a photo, what does that usually mean?
If they don't have a photo, that usually means that they're discreet or they're on the DL.
Okay.
Like, that's kind of the way I look at it. And if they're not going to give me a photo, then I'm not going to want it.
The first message can be a nude, this person said.
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time. Yeah.
Like, hey, here's what I'm working with.
Yeah.
And then they say, and my name is. Like, really?
No, half the time you don't know your names.
You don't even know names.
Y'all don't even know names?
Sometimes. Like, I've actually met people at the door and be like, yo, my name is.
What?
Yeah.
This This is so great.
I know.
Wait, okay. Men are horny, so yeah, this works. No, added 407, no disrespect, is okay. No.
We're just having a conversation.
neither is Meredith or Davi. Why is it me? Why I got to be gay?
He said no disrespect.
I mean, I'm not taking any disrespect, but I'm kind of wondering. Am I asking more questions than everybody else? I don't know.
And there's also trans females on there as well, correct?
Yeah, there are. Yeah, again, not on
so that. So that's just what you filter through for.
Exactly, okay. Yeah.
Have you ever, I have one more question, sorry. No, a threesomes?
What,
orgies?
What?
Oh, yeah. What?
I mean, wait, you're telling too much now. Wait, no.
They exist.
They exist. And have you taken part in them because of Grindr?
Oh, this ain't plead the
fifth. Somebody say he uses a fake name, I'm sure. You use a fake name?
I know. I don't need to lie. That's it.
It's just him. Look for Tom. Tom with the shirt off. He's in there. So green dots on him.
So to the previous question, you said yes.
What you ask him about
single,
the threesome
so like,
stuff?
Yeah. Okay, let's say threesome.
Don't be telling too much now. I'm just saying. All right. So what is the biggest misconception about this Grindr life? Because you filled in a lot that people probably are shocked with, but what's the biggest misconception you would find when people asking questions like us?
I don't know. Like, I'm just shocked that you guys don't really live in that world in a sense. Like,
it's difficult to live in that world in the straight world. I'm not trusting enough to do it. Like, when I'm listening to you say, shocks me because I'm not as trusting as that. Like, to show up at a door and a person be like, hey, come on in, let's wrestle. And I'm like, yo, like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not saying that it's bad for you or wishing anything bad for anybody. Just hearing it is shocking for people because they aren't that trusting. And that COVID thing sticks in my head, too. Like, I don't know what their life is like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I never got to take part in Tinder or anything like that, but sometimes I wish I would have caught the wave.
Right.
You know?
We would have been
like
busy.
You out.
A little bit.
Low-key jealous. Yeah. Go home and get an attitude with your girl. Yeah, you made me miss out on Tinder, girl. I ain't swiped on nobody. Somebody said, oh my God, this ain't plead the fifth. That's hilarious. O is really curious over there. Ask Tom, would O be considered a bear?
Yeah.
What's a bear?
A bear is like just an old, I don't really know that term. I think it's just like an older, bigger guy.
Oh, a big boy.
I think it'd be all hairy and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would have to
like
be hairy. I'm not hairy at all. I don't have hair.
What is
be a seal?
What's a
That's me.
What is a twink? Because I hear that all the time.
A twink is just a younger looking, like, I think like a little Abercrombie boy.
Okay, like 18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
And then after that, once we escalate past that.
Like 30s, if you're still in good shape and look good, you're like zaddy. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And that's not me. He didn't look good.
You're just the
I was
seal.
The bear reference. I mean, I'm the seal. Yeah, I'm not the zaddy. Yeah, wow. All right. I just found Blender. Thank you.
What's that?
Would be an otter. I don't even know what an otter is.
I don't know.
Somebody says a bear is a big hairy dude. So I wouldn't be a hairy dude.
That's what I thought. Like more like a lumberjack type.
I'm an otter.
Yes. Still hairless.
I still like
by the
seal
way.
Thing.
You can't grow hair on your body.
I can't. All right, Tom, ever been with a chick with?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I've been with girls. Yeah.
Okay.
I think with extra parts. I can't say the rest of this text. It says Tom ever been with a chick with?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes.
That's a.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is that? Okay.
But he's been with women in the past.
Right. Right. Yeah, I know that. I mean, he's from Detroit. But my question is, how do I ask this? With what they described with the part.
Right.
Doesn't that mean that they still have the attributes of a man that you would be into?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Because if you've had women and then you have a woman who has the stuff that you're into now, that would seem like a real, that would seem like an extra value meal.
It just depends on what you're interested in.
Yeah. No. Again, I have a certain type of guy that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And they don't fit in that category.
Okay.
Right. We got a text that says, I feel like the LGBT community has way more fun and sexual experiences than the heterosexual community does.
Yeah.
I agree.
Do you, on Grindr, can you, on your profile, does it ask like a certain size?
No, but that's usually a question.
That's one of the questions before you hook up?
That's usually a question between the two?
Yeah.
Between you?
Yeah.
Like which bag? Which bag?
Yeah.
Have you said no after a photo's been sent?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, man, it just made me ask.
There's a block button.
Wow. You can block people?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, like if they get violent or something, or just if they ugly?
If they ugly, yeah.
Wow. All right, so wait. Meredith tapped out of a relationship because of size.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, she was like, I'd rather walk out of here instead of being in a wheelchair. My question is, is that something in this world, too, where you would block somebody because they just, like, elephantitis type? Like, you're like, yo, bro, like, I got to walk back to work.
Right.
Well, size isn't, like, me personally? You guys really want to know this?
Not specifically with you. I'm saying, is that a tap out thing in the Grindr world?
For some people, absolutely.
Like, you're like, hey, I'm into this, but I'm only into this if you got little hands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, yeah, there's some freaks. Yeah, weird stuff.
Have you been asked to do some interesting things before?
Yeah.
Anything we can mention?
Just like unsanitary stuff. Like I'm just like block.
Okay. Like, yeah. Wow.
How often, somebody wants to know, how many times a week would you say you're meeting someone on average? off of Grindr.
Off of Grindr?
Yeah.
Same people or different people? Weekly.
Oh my God!
Daily?
Oh, no, now you about to daily. Make yourself sound like a whore.
I know, not daily.
Every now and then.
Who do you think I am?
Every how many regulars you got? Never mind.
Well, first of all, every man does that.
In this city. Oh, so when you go to any cities?
When you go to a different city and your face pops up and you're like the new fresh meat, that's.
Fresh meat. So let's say we go for a trip to LA.
I was just in Daytona 2 weeks ago.
You ain't been to Daytona in a while.
Like 10 years. Yeah.
Right. So when you pop up somebody, there.
Yeah. And I was with somebody out there. But I noticed he was on Grindr too. Like,
oh, man.
And that didn't bother you at all? Did you bring that up?
No, I just deleted him so you couldn't see what I was doing.
All right. There you go.
Wow. This is a lesson. All right. So, Meredith, how big is. What? They want to know something about that. No, we're not asking. How big is your forehead? I don't even know what that is. What's pet? I don't even know if I could say this word. Is O into, what's this P word?
Oh, I know what that is.
What is that?
And that's not anything you would be interested in. Okay. Is that actually a category that you see on Grindr?
I don't even know what that is.
Somebody said, are you into OBJing? Odell Beckham Jr. like got...
No.
That's not block. Right. That would be a block thing. Yeah. I would block that person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Don't do me like
that. That's when that word that you were talking about is when a woman would wear something around her waist that looks like something a guy would
strap. Like 50 Cent. Right. 50 Cent said get the strap. This is a different strap, but get the strap. Okay, yeah, no. Am I into that? No, hell no. Again, I don't know if y'all understand. We're having this conversation because we're all learning about it. I ain't in it.
That's why we brought Tom in here.
Yeah, he's giving us the whole thing. All right, I've never been interested in hookups because first sex can be so weak and awkward. How fulfilling are those experiences?
Are they fleeting?
Well, I mean, some experiences are kind of lame. You're kind of like, all right, well... It served its
purpose. Like it was a waste of time,
Its purpose, you know. And that's but that's a block as soon as you walk out the door. Like
really, no, so a person could be like, "Man, I killed it," and then they see that they're blocked, and they're like, "Oh, maybe
exactly.
I didn't."
Yeah, exactly. there's been some really great experiences too.
Well, you've built relationships off of hooking up with somebody initially, like maybe even a boyfriend.
Would you trust somebody to be a partner of yours that you met through this site?
Yeah. Again, I feel like every connection is different. So you might meet somebody just purely based on being physical attracted to them. And then you could actually go there. And I've actually like gone and hung out with somebody and end up not having sex and just hanging out and just really like vibing with that person.
And kept that person.
Yeah.
Like as a friend.
I mean, eventually hooked up, but.
You are so zen with this whole thing.
Yeah.
You like the Phil Jackson, the grinder.
What are you talking about?
You like, it is what it is, and if we vibe.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, because that's the mentality you got to. You have to have no expectations when you're online dating. Or online.
Oh, see, that's why that's I couldn't
hard
do this.
For
I got
women.
All
zero
kinds
time.
Of expectations.
Yeah, zero expectations. You go, you meet. If there's a connection, you hook up.
You smash, as Davi would say. You smash.
Tiny just hit us up and said, I'm a bear. All right, see, there you go. Bear. See, Tiny. Yeah, Tiny got big hands. He's got mitts.
And he's got hair.
Wow, and a lot of hair. All right, wow. So, yeah, so how did if people out there on Grindr and they're looking for you, how they find you?
How they find me?
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah. Good point right there. They know. All right. Tom, we appreciate you putting us up on this game. And you for see sure, as the texts sure. are coming in, a lot of people got questions. And people out there asking questions because they got partners, too. They want to know about the DL thing. So
That's big. It is big. Like, there's probably, I'd say, 25-30% of the people on there are DL.
With home lives and wives don't know, just doing their thing.
The people that hit me up, a lot of them are like, yeah, like, my wife is gone from now to now. Can you meet up at 3? And like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Do you usually hook up at your place or a hotel?
No, I don't really bring people to my place.
Okay. No, nah, yeah. That's why he asked for my hotel room. He was like, I want to use your poop room. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. It became his poop room. Like, yeah. All right, wow. All right, yeah, we're done now. Yeah, because everybody keeps asking when I'm joining. I'm not joining!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.